Wham Bam Jam. You wouldn't believe how many times I've called this show Release Radar, but it's not a Spotify playlist. It's a show about giving context to Wally Opus releases. It's Release Companion. So welcome back. Thank you for listening. Today we're going to do a little bit of a different approach. We've got Chloe Gonzalez, our West Coast coordinator, and she's a DJ, a radio DJ at UCLA, the university. And she and the Chugs did a call-in interview on the radio station about the song Minnesota. So we thought that would make a great release companion episode since they covered the song and a little bit about the band's background. They talked about, they mentioned the upcoming six-pack Hey Neighbor by the Chugs, which is coming out May 24th on Wally Opus Records. But yeah, this song, Minnesota, is a cover or sort of a remake of Phantom Planet's original song, California. I know we actually made a shot-for-shot remake of the music video, which is on YouTube. And then there's some, if you go to Vimeo and find it, you can see that the embedded original inside the Chugs video for really close reference. The song was released on April 19th through our label, and it's a great song. So go give it a listen wherever you listen to music. And without further ado, this is Chloe G interviewing the Chugs about their song, Minnesota.
There we go. Hi, Sam. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you? I got Scott and Brian here, too.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. The whole band. Nice to meet you guys.
We got the band back together.
Yeah. Wait, where are you guys at right now?
We're in Brian's basement.
All right. Perfect.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's a new couch. It's fine.
Well, so nice to meet y'all. This is our first time meeting. Welcome to UCLA Radio. I'm so...
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh my gosh, no, I'm so happy that you guys are here. I was talking about earlier, I'm so excited to talk to bands that are coming from my hometown. Nice representation, so...
Nice.
Yeah, but... So we just listened to y'all's new song, Minnesota, the cover, awesome. Phantom Planet's California. First of all, such a fun song to cover. Like, was that a fun process? Because I just, like, I don't know, like, I feel like it's just, like, a goofy song that...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's goofy, and it's simple, and it's easy for a three-piece punk band to kind of...
Yeah, but we take it very seriously.
Yeah, oh, my bad.
Okay.
That's
not a joke. Right. Yeah. No, I am joking. No, the process was, you know, we work it into our next album, actually, our next release. So the process was very much similar to recording the next six-pack, actually.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I do actually want to jump into that. Well, maybe a little bit later, because I'm very intrigued by that. I was talking to Wes the other day about y'all's band and the whole conception of it. But I wanted to ask, why Minnesota? Because I was thinking about it. Indiana could have also, you know, same syllables and stuff like that. Do y'all hail from Minnesota?
Well, so all of our music's about Ham's beer. And so since the initial, like, headquarters was in Minnesota, that's sort of like the mecca for the Chugs, in a way.
I see.
Which was, and, you know, and like in the music video for Phantom Planet, you know, you can tell that they really are, like, it's their first big show in California. It felt very similar.
Yeah, none of us are from Minnesota. And I don't know, have any of us been to Minnesota?
I've been once for a business trip.
Okay.
I almost went once.
There we go. I think that counts.
But Phantom Planet approves of it, so that's all we really care about.
Yeah.
I'm pumped about it.
Perfect. Biggest Minnesota fans that haven't been to Minnesota. I respect that.
it must be gorgeous.
Yeah, with all the lakes and such, I bet. Yeah.
Oh, they got lakes there?
Yeah.
Hey. Ships are sailing at Greece. Yeah. Come on, pushing 10.
But I also want to know whose idea was this?
Well, I think that we were going to do the band or the song.
Oh, the song. We'll get into the other stuff later, though. Don't worry.
I think that Wally Opus, our label, was going to do somewhat of like an EP that centered around covers of like theme songs.
And okay.
So we kind of jumped into this one, and then we got it done sooner than we thought we did, and we kind of used it as more of a push for like the next six pack that we're going for.
Yeah.
And who knows where it's going to fit in later as far as a group of songs, but it worked for us.
I see.
Well, so this is the theme song to the OC, if anyone...
Yeah, they're redoing the OC.
Yeah.
Well, it's perfect. Well, other than this being like a fun cover, I also got to see y'all's music video, which was so fun too. I really liked the little the comparison that you guys had the whole entire time, because you guys like nailed it. Oh my gosh. Like, it was like so on key.
I couldn't see what everybody was referencing, so I was amazed at like how we got it. It was just Sam would just tell me do this, and then I would do that, and then it just snapped together perfectly. But we actually shot that like Monday. Was it Monday?
Monday.
Like a few days ago.
No, that's what I thought. Yeah. I was surprised to see the music video, because Wes was talking about it like Monday, Wednesday. So for you guys to like have that quick turnaround, oh my gosh, I wasn't expecting it.
Sam's a whiz there with the computer.
Yeah, Sam cut it, and we were pretty sure that if he wasn't going to finish it, we were going to be looking for a new drummer.
Yeah. On the line.
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, could be.
Okay. But now it's on public radio that you don't want me in the band.
Yeah. This isn't public radio.
This is NPR.
Wait, this is NPR?
No. I wish. We're online, so you're on the interwaves, I guess.
Uh-oh. Perfect. I'm in trouble.
But no, it was edited beautifully. It like reminded me of like my iMovie days, like a very DIY-esque. So I honestly loved it.
It was.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There we go.
The plan originally was to just show up and shoot on our phones and use that as the camera. And I was just so excited about shooting this music video that I ran and found an old video camera that I have to just document the process. Mm-hmm. And it's just an old handheld little bitty Samsung camera that we ended up using to shoot the whole thing. And it's cool. It's really cool.
No, it's super cool because these days, like, everyone, like, loves, like, the handheld, like, very, like, trashy, like, 2000s camera aesthetic. So you guys, like, really fit into, like, at least you're appealing to my crowd, you know? So whatever that was, like, on accident or just, you know, what you said for fun, like, it really, no, you're, like, hitting the trends with us. So props to you.
We're pretty trendy.
Yeah, I want to steal that camera now, low key. So, if everyone ship it over, let me know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you shot it in someone's garage, but I also got to see you guys drove around the suburbs too, and I really liked seeing the difference between California and Indiana. And I think it really harked to y'all's, well, because you say you're punk, but also kind of like a Midwest emo, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. Whatever we want to be labeled.
Yeah. Well, I've seen like Midwest emo on y'all's like socials, and then you guys say punk. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, whatever people want to call us, I'm down with.
You can put us on any playlist you want.
Yeah. As long as you promote, No, but
I grew up. Midwest emo.
Actually. Oh, I'm still listening to Midwest emo.
Really? Constantly. Which bands?
Right now I'm hooked on mom jeans.
Yes, we love mom jeans over here too. Oh my gosh.
Nice. Yeah, I've always been an American football person growing up. Mm-hmm.
Yes, did y'all go to the house? It's by us.
Is that Champaign?
Yes, that's like a Champaign area. So not too far from where we live.
Yeah. I don't think I've been to Champaign, and I purposefully avoided it.
Real.
Purposefully avoided it, but he doesn't know why.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just said that.
Same way that you've avoided Minnesota, but you don't know why. Like,
mystery alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if it's not perfect like we think that it is?
Yeah. Like, what if there's a couple like yelling at each other inside? Actually, that's probably that
perfect. Is perfect. That is the perfect.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I really did love those shots. I guess it's kind of like you kind of made it your own way, and I don't know. Again, I think it harks back to the DIY, and it kind of just like who the Chugs are. I mean, because you're representing this area that not a lot of people know. I think like also the suburbia and like the Midwest area itself is kind of coming trendy, honestly. Like, at least like you don't see it like in the Midwest, but when you come out here, they're like, oh my gosh, you're from Indiana. I'm like, yeah, it's whatever. Like, so yeah. Like, I worked off the land and stuff like that. Like, no. So
we're simple people.
Yeah, we're simple people.
You're talking about all the suburbia stuff because our next six pack is very centered around
it. Yes, Scott, she'll bring it up when she's ready. Oh.
No, I want to hear.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna go over here and Scott's gonna wait. I'll keep quiet.
No, speak to me. I want to know.
Scott, come back.
Right. Yeah.
Scott. Okay, I'm back.
Hey, Scott.
Six packs very centered around like pool parties. And drinking beer and hating your neighbor.
Oh, wow.
And maybe not burning their house down.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called,
or not.
You have to wait till the six pack comes out.
I see. Well, can I know, do your releases come in six songs as well? One for each beer?
Yes, we decided at an early point to only release in the sixes because it's a six-pack. Mm-hmm. And because everything is centered around Ham's beer, which come out in 30 packs. But we didn't want to write 30 songs per album.
Yeah. But they also come out in 6 packs.
Yeah, they do come out, the tall boys do. And we are pretty tall.
We're very tall.
I'm pushing 6 foot.
I'm pushing 5'7".
Yeah. No. Oh, I'm 5'11". Yeah,
I see.
Your listeners need to know.
No, they need to imagine. So the more the merrier, honestly.
75 pounds.
Yeah, keep it coming. No. So how many six packs have y'all released then?
Well, this will be our second one in May.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're only a year old. Just made two. What are we? 2 years old now.
I guess the first release was last year, right? Last May?
Yeah.
I think we're probably always going to release in May.
Yep. Yeah. Because, yeah, we just keep writing songs. As soon as this comes out, we're yep. jumping right back in to do the third one.
Yep.
Really? Wow.
And you can... It's easier to release when you... frequently, when you only have six songs per album.
Well, this is like, I would say like the marketing for y'all's is so unique, like to be able to like have like a beer pack. Like, I don't know, I guess like when I go to concerts, like I love looking for niche things like keychains and stuff like that. So I don't know whose idea this was. I guess y'all are like big fans of Ham's beer, but, I don't know. I think it's just a super cool concept, and I just wanted to give props to y'all. Do you expect, like, any different type of, like, I don't know, after, like, going through the first, like, go-around, are you guys going to do anything differently here for your second six-pack?
You know, I'm not sure. I think that, like, so the first six-pack came out, then I think we started playing shows a lot more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I think the shows that we played got increasingly more, like aggressive. I guess
they got rowdier quick.
Yeah, and I do think that influenced our second record as far as like tone and sound and like dipping our toes into like hardcore without even like us really realizing it until we recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess from that perspective, it's like it definitely still has surf punk stuff in it, but.
We're trying to keep the party vibe going.
Yeah.
Also, with as much aggression as we can jam in there.
So it still feels like home.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And you guys have a couple shows coming up too, right? Two shows?
Yeah, we do. We actually have a show tomorrow night with our friends Sluice from here in Evansville, Indiana, and the Estrangers from Lafayette, Indiana. And then in May, we have a show with Shatterhand at... that's at the Arts Council. That's on the roof.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be a cool show.
Oh, that'd be so cool, a rooftop star.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's downtown Evansville. On a rooftop. It's a really neat venue.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to hear that that's happening in Evansville, Indiana, because I feel like our music scene's finally coming back, so that's so exciting.
Yeah, it is. We're happy about it. We still got to book our release show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That might be June.
Yeah, probably.
And is that when the six-pack comes out as well? You guys release it alongside the songs?
Well, hopefully that'll be when we get the vinyls pressed and delivered to us.
I see.
Yeah. So usually we like to have the six pack with, and then like give it a month and then we'll do like a release show. I say usually, we've been at once.
Yeah. No, but that's how it's done. That's how it's done. So
yep.
It's based off of vibes. That's why I like to say like whatever happens, happens. Yep. But I can imagine the shows are probably one of your favorite aspects, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, love playing shows.
It's fun. I think that, like, it's sort of, I don't know, I think that we view this live performances the same way we view Hams, which is, like, it's almost like a unifier. Like, anyone can drink, anyone can afford it. It's a decent beer that anyone can drink. And same thing with, like, our performances, where it's, like, anyone can just get up and sing whatever song they want and, like, mm-hmm. be up on stage with us and go crazy. And
it happens every time.
Yeah.
Really? Do y'all have crowd surfing and stuff?
So if it's remarkably only one show we've had a crowd surfer.
Woo!
It's mostly because everyone that would be crowd surfing is on the stage,
playing
the microphone, and screaming into it.
Yeah. I also think that we're a three piece, so there isn't a front man who can like really jump off the stage.
I see.
You're the drummer and the front man. you can't leave the drums.
He's the front man and the back man.
Yeah. That's what I always say about Sam.
Yeah, Sam's the front and the back man.
Yeah. That's on my Tinder bio.
See, you guys are the blueprint. You have to stay there. I understand. Yeah. No, it sounds like almost like the shows we have here, like a house show, like just like college energy, like people going crazy, like super unprofessional, but in a good way. Like, so.
Exactly. That's, we love that shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a punk show. So who cares?
Yeah.
No, I eat that up. So that sounds like a fun time, like going back to your youth and stuff like that. Because I just like, I can imagine it just because how much energy y'all had, at least on Minnesota and stuff like that, to see that. Like, I already know that's like probably like an amazing song to hear live and play live. And then especially since everyone already knows California and stuff like that, like I'm sure it gets the crowd going. So, or we'll see. But
that is helpful whenever people know it.
Yeah.
Pretty vocally taxing. I love when people can help. Just do it. Yeah.
Get a little background singers. Yeah. No, I think especially for like smaller bands too, when people don't necessarily know your stuff, to get cover songs, to get people going, being like, because you guys have the talents and stuff like that. And like, even when your songs are really good, if people don't know them, it's like, oh, like I'll just like dance along, stuff like that. But getting cover songs to like people to start screaming along with you is just like, I'm sure that energy too, like goes right back into the performance. So
It does.
100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, have you guys been performing since college days? Like, I want to hear, like, has this been going on since then? Or, like, how did you guys get into music?
Man, I feel like music has been a forever thing, but I think the Chugs project has really been my first, like, get up and play really loud in front of people music.
Mm-hmm.
My other projects had always been more like folk acoustic stuff.
Yeah, Swamp Eyes, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like Aspen 97, my other project, we haven't like played shows yet, but I mean, we will. But the Chugs are my first, like, I get to play punk music in front of a crowd type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Recently. I've been playing since like 15, 16, like been different bands, punk bands and emo bands. There was like a long period where I wasn't in no bands, but I was running a recording studio, and that's actually how I met Sam.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a band that I recorded, and then I don't know how many years, like 10 years later, we started a band.
Yes.
but yeah, that's my background, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brian, you go.
Yeah, Pete went here. I started playing music probably whenever I was a teenager. Definitely when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it?
Probably. and I really got into it, but there weren't a whole lot of people in my hometown to play with. So I played around with a few guys, but it didn't really sound right. Kind of hung it up for a while. Not a big deal. And then met these guys, and it made all
kinds. You made him do it.
You made me do it.
Yeah. Aww. Well, I hope you're having fun regardless. Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. All from different backgrounds, I guess.
Kind of.
Yeah. No, I particularly respect the emo punk. I was in middle school, I was an emo girl. I ate that up. I still do, but no.
I think Sluice is probably our favorite local band that has the awesome like emo punk vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super great. Super awesome vocals too. Yeah, I love him. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I guess speaking of the American Football House, we kind of have a notable house on our next six pack.
Yeah, we do.
Really? For the pool party? The representation of it?
Well, no, just for the cover.
Oh, I see, I see.
We got some pictures in front of the Roseanne House.
Roseanne House. I'm familiar.
The show Roseanne.
Okay.
There were houses in Evansville, so there was one that was near where I live, so we went over there and it was for sale. So no one lived there, so we just took some photos in front of it.
Little photo shoot. Cute. Now, jumping over here, I actually want to go back to the six packs because I wanted to know kind of like the question, like, did the chicken or the egg come first? Like, did you base the six pack off the songs y'all made? Or the songs based off the six pack?
Like the word six pack?
No, like the six pack y'all made for this upcoming release.
Well, we don't actually make like alcohol for it. Is that what you're asking?
Like, I guess, like, do you guys like, well, because for the six pack, you guys make like, do you guys like help out with like the flavoring and stuff like that? Like, does that make sense? Like,
we just call our releases, like, we just call our musical releases six packs because they're in six songs, like per release.
But don't you all like release beers alongside it?
I wish we did. It would be cool.
Oh, okay.
We did.
Okay, then for this release, like,
that'd be great.
So then what would this beer taste like then for the next release?
Okay. What would our beer taste like?
let's see.
It would probably taste exactly like hams. It'd be hams. It'd be hams with just, like, maybe a brown bags as the...
Yeah, but then if you took it out, if you took it out, what would it look like? What would the can look like? It would look like a ham's can. It would just be hams.
We would just basically buy it from the shelf and then sell it.
Yeah.
Okay, so true.
That's only reduced cost. We would lose money on it, yeah.
I see.
That good.
Kind of like the Arizona teas. I love that. Well, I have one last question for y'all here. I want to know, since it is UCLA Radio, what y'all's, each of y'all, what your DJ name would be.
Ooh. Okay. Boy. Oh, I got mine already.
Go.
The Matador.
DJ Matador or DJ The Matador?
Ooh, thanks for asking. Let's go with DJ Matador.
Okay, there we go.
I would be DJ Matadors, plural.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No, I was just I think I'd probably be Scooter the Tutor. It was a different show, yeah.
Beautiful. Matador, Matadors, DJ Scooter the Tutor.
Yeah, you got it.
There we go. It's on record now, so.
They might be giants.
Yeah.
I don't get asked to do a lot of parties.
No.
No, loud. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so, so much. Is there anything else you want to say about this upcoming release before we wrap it up and start playing some more off your discography?
Let me think. So next album, next six pack comes out May 24th. It's called Hey Neighbor, and it'll be available on all of your favorite streaming platforms.
Yep. Releasing it through Wally Opus Records, and we should have the actual physical records out around that time as well. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again. Love seeing my Evansville bands. Oh my gosh. I'm excited to see what comes out. And yeah, thank you so much for sharing your six pack with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. All right. Well, that was the Chugs. Y'all have a good one, and we're going to be playing your song, Breakfast of Champions. So, have a great one, guys. Bye-bye.